4 months from now, Jackson Sasser will begin his fifth year as the president of Santa Fe Community College in Gainesville. During his tenure, the faculty of SFCC have become accustomed to Sasser's challenges to reach out to the community and beyond. Sasser's 2006 fall convocation on the state of the Santa Fe Community College not only highlighted progress on initiatives of past years, but introduced a new challenge. Sasser introduced faculty who had recently returned from a trip to a pediatric infectious disease clinic in Uganda. That effort is part of an ongoing initiative of Sasser's to internationalize the college. He also highlighted his latest efforts to encourage more bachelor programs for students.
A university center has been formed which promotes transfer to institutions of higher education. We're encouraging, regardless of the discipline, for students to look at bachelor's degrees now. Used to, a high school degree used to mean something. Used to, an associate degree was enough, and we pack a lot in. And there's some great jobs, especially in some of the health areas and construction management and so forth. But even in those disciplines, to go ahead and be looking at the bachelor's degree and to do that, we're assisting students in the transfer. Our best partner still and will always be the University of Florida. Over 2,000 students transfer to this great university, more than any other community college and more than most combined. In the AA degrees. President Masham will be in my office next week. We will continue to have conversations about how we can partner even better.
SFCC President Sasser is particularly proud of what's named the East Gainesville Initiative, which fosters educational outreach to empower the residents of East Gainesville and nearby communities. The initiative includes early intervention and childhood programs for youth in Alachua and Bradford counties, training opportunities to reduce poverty in both counties, along with providing technology to needy families, among other efforts. Sasser says that initiative recently got a big boost.
East Gainesville, just briefly, Representative Jennings and Representative Pickens this year put in a little over $400,000 to do something that adds to what we're doing in the East Gainesville project. And this project will go through our East Gainesville initiative. As you well know, we are refurbishing computers and placing them in homeless shelters and churches so families and many of the parishioners can use these computers. But what Representative Jennings and Pickens have done is set aside money to put about 200 computers, including printers, new computers, in children's homes that are on free and reduced lunch. Now, the public schools of Bradford County and Alachua County will be working with. We won't select these, but we know who those 52% of the students who attend these two school systems, 52% on free and reduced lunch. So to get a computer with a printer, with our technicians training them, with our employees showing them how to use them, this will make a tremendous, tremendous difference.
Bleak statistics on retention rates and graduation rates for African American students at SFCC, especially male Black students, concerned Sasser, and he implored his faculty to make a difference.
As I introduce a whole new idea, this will make some of you mad. It will make some of you possibly cry because of our failure in this area. It possibly will inspire some of us to do more. But failure for responsible individuals, failure for societies, and failures for colleges and universities happens all the time.
Sasser introduced Eugene Jones, who gave a slide presentation on the latest retention numbers for Black males at SFCC.
By every statistical measure that we can come up with, the population of young Black males in education is in crisis mode. And what I want to bring out to you is that we know that there are some big themes that affect all students, but what happens when you drill down is you find out that when the educational system catches a cold, this population of young men get the flu. And so as we look at some of these themes and some of these trends, you'll say this applies to all students, but when you drill down, you look at the data, how it affects young Black African-American males is really, really alarming. In 1 year, half, at best, are still here. Half. This fall, 227 young black men will begin their educational experience in higher education right here at Santa Fe, first time in college. Do they know that the stats say that at best, only 100 of them will be back a year from now? So my family, what are we going to do to address this?
Sasser encouraged his faculty to personally involve themselves in mentoring, encouraging, and assisting the African-American male students on campus.
Today, I'm here to declare that my fourth initiative at this college will be my brother's keeper. Now, it's spring convocation, just like we've done with international. We're coming back. This is not just a feel-good sort of thing. Rhetoric. We'll come back and we'll give you the numbers of the retention rate. Would you please be a part of getting that number up and causing more success, resulting in more success for this special group of students.
Santa Fe Community College is planning a variety of events to celebrate its 40th birthday. And if Sasser has his way, his new initiative will mean 40 years of education, revelation, innovation, and graduation. For Mid-Florida Public Radio, I'm Donna Green Townsend.